All right, let's go,
baby.
Horrible decisions, okay. Baby. Let's rock and roll. All
right, is this recording? Mm-hmm. Oh, we lit. Yeah. Okay, here go the song. Fuck him in, I get some money.
Hey.
Fuck him in, I get some money.
Hey. Let's go.
Hold on. I gotta let this ride.
What? Shout out to Cardi B.
Yes, that's a
real come up story, man.
I like that.
That's a whole different chapter when it comes to, like, you know what I'm saying, these scrippers out here, you know what I'm saying?
Tell them.
Coming from nothing to something.
Tell
it's a whole different ballgame. Shout out to Cardi B.
Well, let's go ahead and get into an intro, and then we're going to go ahead and talk about the struggles. welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl, Mandy B, and Weezy is motherfucking late. Y'all know we be talking about these late motherfuckers, and she's late.
CPT time, baby.
You know, Jesus. Jeez. So she will be joining us in the studio any motherfucking second now. And we have our lovely guest in the building.
Yes, sir.
Y'all want to go ahead and let our listeners know y'all names, what y'all rep, and what platform you guys are on.
Ladies first, baby. You
do it all. Right. I'm Jalissa. We're coming from Black Chat NYC.
Okay.
It was originally a show from London. It's like a debate show, so it's our online YouTube show, and we give a topic, and girls and boys just go at it back and forth. So now they're in NYC.
The shit we like. And what about you?
My name, Flea Pesci. You know, some people like to call me by my government, Kojo.
I want y'all to know he ain't shit either. He already gave me a motherfucking hard time. While he's sitting here trying to sound all suave and shit, he ain't shit, y'all.
Hey, listen, I'm not perfect, but, you know, it all comes from a good place, man. But I'm trying not to make some horrible decisions out today.
Hey. They're not bad decisions, you know?
No, they're not bad. Nah. Horrible decisions can always lead to something good sometimes.
Always. So we were talking about, I want to, again, shout out Cardi B. She made the number one on Billboard.
Yeah. Yes.
And I saw one of the topics on y'all's shows. You guys debated strippers and if they were wifeable and if you could look at them a certain way and just kind of the stigma behind women who strip.
Right.
And she talks about proudly how she was a stripper, how she came from being a stripper to now, you know, a number one recording artist.
Absolutely.
So what are you guys' thoughts on women in the strip club and women who choose that profession? Are they looked at any specific way? What was the opinion you had on that?
I personally don't think there's nothing wrong with somebody who's a stripper.
Okay.
And I said on the show that if my life came down to it financially, I wouldn't mind being a stripper.
What does that mean? You wouldn't mind being a stripper?
So, like, if I need the money under certain circumstances,
she gonna make it clap.
Right. So, like, my mom's not helping me out, nobody's giving me any type of money, I would consider it. I don't think there's nothing wrong
with it. Yeah, I don't think there's nothing wrong with it.
Right, because you're still real hesitant when you even talk about it. It's not like, yeah, I'm going to go to nursing school and be an RN. Like, you're still kind of hesitant. Like, I mean, I'll be a stripper if I have to.
Right, if
so,
I
like,
have to.
Even how you talk about it, you still kind of have, you know, kind of a backdraw to what it means. So is it because of how other people would look at you? Or what's the hesitance in your voice as to why you may not want to be it?
Nah, I don't care how people look at me. That doesn't bother me. I think the backside of it, like, they're like, worried about their safety at all times, like, being disrespected. I don't want a man to feel like, because I'm a stripper, you can degrade me or, like, disrespect me.
Nah, baby.
So I feel like that's part of the culture. Unfortunately, it is part of the stripper
culture.
And
we got a man in here. Like, do you feel like men look at females who strip differently?
I think men look at whores differently. If you out here putting mileage, here putting mileage on your coochie, a man gonna look at you some type of way. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, and is that only if you out here, I guess, sleeping with the same crew? Because if a man goes onto a girl's Instagram or meets a girl in the street,
right,
he don't know what mileage is on her pussy.
Oh, you know the streets always be talking.
Okay.
It always gonna come out somehow,
yeah, but there's
somewhere.
Girls that are like hoes and nobody knows.
And no one knows.
Now, niggas do find out. Niggas, any nigga that sees a shorty with, like, listen, I know hoes that are married right now. I ain't gonna hold you. They've been practicing for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Got with the right nigga. He like, God damn, yo, that juice is for real. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's a whole different whole, you know what I'm saying, category of things. But niggas always gonna talk. The streets always talk. You gonna hear it. It happened with, what's her name? Girl Kanye West was with. Amber Rose.
Oh, Amber.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it always seeps through. Somebody,
but that's different.
That's a different situation. She's already famous, so regardless,
they're gonna talk. Whether you are in a bigger position or niggas is petty, man. Come on, we live in an era full of petty niggas right now. If you out here smashing the team and smashing everybody, niggas gonna let niggas know. Oh, you were her. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. We was with her last week. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. We hope you ain't cuffing that. Especially if you a good nigga, niggas gonna try to look out for you. If you was a whole nigga, they gonna let you ride out.
So here's my thing. At any point, does a man sit here and just be like, nigga, mind your business? Like, so do you not sit here and as a man be like, okay, she put everybody, like, When do guys just sit here and not give a fuck about what all these other men think and just be with who they want to be with?
No. We not knocking that. You could choose.
You bring it up in his face.
Oh, you could bring it. If a nigga brings it up to your face, that means he got love for you and he's just trying to make sure that you're not, you don't go in the wrong direction. He's just trying to make sure you're making the right decisions for your life.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? But. You know, if the nigga don't tell you, that means he don't give a fuck. Like, nigga, go ahead, do your thing. Like, if I see my bro hang around with somebody that got extra mileage on this shit, I'm like, yo, fam, I don't know how long you feeling to drive.
But
what if he's destined to be with a girl who got extra mileage?
Oh, if he's happy with her, if he makes her happy, because, you know, people do change, you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
But as females, we're supposed to accept that a nigga done been through mad pussies.
Right. I mean,
we gotta care. That. We not supposed to care about your mileage.
We was here first.
Nah, what?
Wait, what?
We was here
Adam
first.
And Eve were here at the same time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm confused.
I'm being a little bit sexist, but you know what I'm saying?
No. Completely.
Yeah.
Double standards.
Hold up. Just say your Instagram name so everybody who watches this shit could come at your dumb ass for that.
Thank you.
Man, they say coming at me.
Because you say some dumb ass shit like that.
No. Niggas, I keep it a buck 50. Niggas was definitely here first. And we definitely do live.
Wait. How do you know that?
Because it's written, like, the scripture says Adam was created first.
Another nigga wrote the book.
Niggas was here first. You know what I'm saying?
A man wrote the book.
Exactly, first, right?
So y'all fucked each other.
I
don't know about all of that. Right. I don't know about all of that, but this is what I know. You know what I'm saying? A man was made first, and then after that came a woman. You know what I'm saying? So obviously, we're going to live in a double standard world. I believe in equal opportunity.
I believe in equal
opportunity, but
you
I'm
just
saying.
Living on a line of double standards. Yeah. You can't talk about equal opportunity
breath. I was raised by a single parent. You know what I'm saying? My mom was a single parent. So if she didn't have equal opportunity, I don't think she would be in a position to, you know, raise or provide for us financially, because my pops, you know what I'm saying, was like a rolling stone. So I definitely do believe it. But I'm just saying, like, we just live in a double standard, you know what I'm saying? Because we created differently for different purposes, you know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. That's just my perspective.
So I ain't gonna lie. So
nah, I fucked with Flea on the show, real but quick, we're not doing no more.
So real quick, how I just think of him. So I'm in school right now, and I love the classes where I get to write an answer, because I feel like I could write myself in circles to where the professor may think I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
That's you.
Right.
That's what the fuck you just did. You just did a whole bunch of talking to where we think we feel you, but we don't.
We don't.
Right.
Nah, but it's cool. It's cool.
That's what you just
did. No, but it's cool, though, because, like, we always going not going to see eye to eye. It's a Venus versus Mars thing. So,
absolutely.
You know
so I love so that I, we have, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
you
yeah, yeah. I can respect your opinion, and, you know, I think y'all should respect mine soon.
Fuck
you know what I'm saying?
Right. So we're going to go ahead and get into the hope mail for this episode, and then we're going to get into the kink, and hopefully Weezy's here by then.
Shout out to the hoes.
Yes. if you guys want to go ahead and send us home mail, you can send us your letters, your questions at horribledecisions@gmail.com. Or send us some DMs, because y'all love DMs. And this one is out of our DMs.
Okay.
So it says, hi, guys. I have a question. My old best friend is a guy, and I was so in love with him from middle school to college. Anyways, we hooked up a few times, but it was always on some friendship. I guess friends with benefits? I don't know. Fast forward to present. He is getting married in 2 months, and he came over last week for my monthly kickback.
Wait, time out.
Let me finish.
What?
He told me that it should have been me that he is marrying. But he said, I didn't want his ass. But I do. Well, I did before his fiance asked me to be in their wedding.
Oh, shit.
Right, trifling. I absolutely know that we can't be together because he's pretty much a married man now. But how can I be more flirty? Because I thought I was giving him signs that I wanted him, but I guess they weren't strong enough. Guys tell me all the time I am too shy. I just want them to come to me first. Help. Love you guys, by the way. I'm not going to say your name.
I hope it wasn't you.
No, it wasn't. Damn, you like to second guess that be thinking I be...
Like she got her own DM.
I'm trifling, advice myself.
You was reading that from the heart. I'm like, man, hold on. Time up.
Nope, it ain't me. But I feel like this is kind of a question. I guess we can gear it to her and then more so talk about how you're friends with guys or girls that you may have feelings for and how you let it be known without just staying in a friend zone the whole time. For her,
right?
She's now going to be a part of the wedding. So I think her trying to come up with ways to flirt with him more.
I don't understand how that's even going to help.
I feel like she needs to tell him to cancel that wedding. Like, just cancel the whole shit. Because, you're going to make him get married to this girl that he's not happy with. And then you're going to look like a fucking hypocrite because you attended the wedding, but you was the side chick the whole time.
Right.
So I feel like she should, like,
I mean, to me,
cancel
if he,
the fucking wedding.
I don't know how true it is, of course, but he said, you're the one I should be marrying. That's some movie type shit. Like, to me, if he said this, like, maybe you should go and walk down the aisle. No! You shouldn't get married.
I feel like he's settling. Like, a part of him is just like, well, I didn't get you, but this girl likes me, so why not just marry her?
Like,
that's fucked up.
But I feel like niggas lie, too.
Niggas be lying.
Niggas definitely be lying. But you know why niggas be lying?
I'm listening.
Because y'all fall for every time. The truth never works for us.
No, that's the truth.
Listen, I be trying to be the truth. Like, I'm telling y'all the truth right now. It ain't been working. You know what I'm saying? So I be trying the best. But it's just the way, the planet and the universe we're living is in.
You think it's possible that her best friend is just saying that to make her feel better?
Man, it sounds like a sticky situation, man.
No, I feel like if they've known each other that long, there could be some feelings.
You can't come up and say, yo, you're the one I should be marrying when you don't put the down payment down to go, walk down the aisle.
Right.
But then put the dress on her. Fuck it. Everything can stay the same.
No, you can't do that.
I would have knocked him if he did that. If he really loved this girl that he talking about, like, listen, man.
Right.
You will go to the moon and come right back for her, but you know what I'm saying? But that's just a sticky, crazy ass situation. Somebody need to write a book.
That
needs to be sold, man. Not to be told. That should be sold.
She should just either talk to him, like, say, yo, you don't go through with this, or mm-hmm. she just needs to get the fuck out the wedding. Like, just say, I can't do this.
I don't think she should be a part of it at this point.
I feel sorry for the wife
he's marrying. For sure.
Damn, niggas is dirty out here, man.
And if they have her in the wedding, like, let's say she's like something important, like maid of honor, like a bridesmaid, like, imagine they look at her as like a future godmother for like the child or something, like,
yeah, man.
Damn.
And
my godmother and my stepmother, like.
Right.
And the weirdest thing about it is, like, we living in a time where a lot of us black men are,
I don't know, he black.
I'm just staying a general
because niggas
statement.
Ain't shit.
You know what I'm saying?
But he already called it.
But right now, like, ever since we had Kobe, we had Melo, Kevin Hart. There's a lot of niggas out here just getting caught slipping, making us look bad, B. I ain't gonna hold you. I was dating an Iranian chick, mm-hmm. and the whole time we were dating, she was just skeptical, like thinking I was after the whole Kobe situation. She thought I was gonna cheat on her or some shit. So she had a very insecure issue about black men being cheaters, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of hurt my heart because, I ain't really the type to be doing all of that,
Fuck the race.
I kind of don't believe you. I don't know why.
It's kind of hard, but it's definitely the truth. I bet you if I lied, you
bitches.
Believe me, though.
Flea gets a whole bunch of females on him.
If I lied, you definitely believe me, but yeah, I ain't really the type.
Guys, guess who we have in the studio?
Horrible decisions. I hope you make a horrible decision this morning.
No, well, Hey. Y'all, right. Guess who just came to this motherfucking studio, bitch? Finally.
That was a lot. There's like
17
people in here.
Yeah, no shit.
Hey. What's up? What's up? What's
you
up?
You want to intro yourself? You're late. We're just now about to segue really into the kink of the week.
Oh, God. It's so loud. Dude, I'm so fucked up.
She's so hungover, guys.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I did a lot of drinking and other things.
What I tell y'all?
Horrible decisions. Other I things.
I would have made one if I didn't throw up all over the goddamn place. And I did it with class. You know what I'm saying?
horrible decisions.
I miss you guys. Hi. I've been watching you guys this morning. Like, that was my homework. It was in between me leaning over to the trash can right. And then having your BK chocolate chip. I was like, yeah, girl. Okay, catch me up.
So we just went through the home mail.
You know what? Fuck y'all. I need to play this voice out. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
So you know I've been trying to like really make this relationship, open relationship
look, you
work.
See how she just come in and just.
Know, no, no, no. She's
like, listen. This dick I'm getting got this voicemail.
You know?
Because you know what? I just can't wait for you to hear this because this is how bullshitty it is.
Wait,
so I'm in an open relationship and like I haven't been doing as much as I should be on the other side with other men. I've been kind of nervous to do it or feeling guilty. So I gave my number to this white boy last night. Talked to him for 20 minutes. Swear to God, he calls me. My phone was on silent. Uh-huh. This is the message he left me at 5:25.
Damn, he was thinking about you.
Hey, it's Connor.
You get the name out. Damn.
I'm like locked out of my friend's apartment. If I can crash on the couch or like in the hallway or something, that'd be great. Just give me a call back.
And this is because you deal with Brooklyn.
No,
white
no,
people.
Wait, hold on.
Who has to sleep in your hallway?
No, because he was.
Time out.
He was keeping it real. He was trying to let you know. No. He really was locked out. And he didn't
and
want
so
you to think.
What if he didn't meet me 30 minutes before that?
No. But he didn't want you to think he was trying to get some ass.
No, that was him lying, trying to get ass. Because niggas lie.
First of all, he saw how fucked up I was. So that means he was like, "Oh, she gonna say yeah." Listen,
right?
This
culture.
Is exactly why I don't give the pussy out.
That's what it was.
I'm too expensive. I like to eat too much steak. I can't. And so I'm absolutely fine with not fucking if it's going to be with niggas like Connor.
Connor wanted to sleep in your hallway.
Bitch, the hallway.
The hallway.
Is that not fucking trash? Like, I know.
Well, I think he knew, like, you're not leaving. Like, you're not going to let nobody stay in your hallway. Like, you're going to feel
conscious.
And I'm like, yo, come over here. No. He had a car.
Oh, he
sleep
did?
In the car.
Oh, yeah, he right. Yeah. He was definitely. Oh, yeah.
Listen,
he had
I was
a car,
so mad. Anyway, yeah. I changed his name to Connor Bum.
He just would have got blocked. That's what would have happened.
Right.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're dating because... So the next kink has to do with, like, a preference, I guess. So we're going to discuss this because I think it's a good topic. So this week is... You know, we don't never know how to say these shits. Anastemophilia.
Anastemophilia.
No, bitch.
All right.
So anastemophilia is an attraction to taller or shorter partners. And I wanted to discuss this because
we know you like niggas with
I have height limits.
Oh, you do?
So I normally won't talk to a guy like most of the niggas on my phone are like 6'3 plus. My last one who I really liked was 7'2 and Lawyer Bay is 6'7. 24/7 is like something.
Why the short niggas don't get no love?
Nah.
So this is
what I'm gonna do, bend down and kiss you.
So this is also
no hate.
Right, no shade, but I have like a Napoleon complex.
Okay.
And I feel like
you don't have one. You're afraid that. Okay.
No, bitch. I do have Napoleon. I feel way bigger. Like I'm only 5'1", but my nigga, I feel like I'm 6'4".
You.
So
okay.
I like not only that, like a bitch not small. So when I be with these tall niggas, they be using words like that. They be like, "You're so tiny. You're so small." And I be like, "Ah, yes, girl." What words are you using to describe me?
Back it up, back it up.
They be picking me up. Like,
and short niggas can pick you up too.
No, they cannot.
No, yes, they can. They're the ones that are like juicing the most because they're so like.
No, but they like.
But the height limit might not be the same. You know, might not feel as
not only that.
Like you won't hit the ceiling is what he's saying.
If I sit on their face, I feel like they're gonna die.
No,
I feel like I'm squishing them.
I've got a complex with short squishing. Men though, because I feel like short men are the rudest
taller
ones.
Guys, you can wear your heels can be as tall as you want.
As tall as the
and I hate having to adjust my heels for some guy like really motherfucker.
How tall are you?
You don't gotta
5'6", 5'7". Wait, you have adjustable heels?
No, not like adjustable heels, but like, you know.
I'm like, you adjust like your
kitty heels today or like my 6-inch.
No, but you don't got to do that. I think it's mad sexy to have a like a.
Well, let
a
me ask
bigger...
you. You're a man. Yeah. Do you like women shorter than you or taller than you or
care.
It doesn't matter?
Listen, I'll date a midget if she makes me happy.
Oh, midget.
Huh. How's she going to get on a roller coaster with you?
I don't know. We're going to figure that one out. I'm really more about vibes. I don't know about the height or nothing. It's more about the vibration.
Well, because she's down there, so she's going to get quicker to his dick, right? You think I ain't see that shit?
I ain't gonna lie, that's what I do. No, I'm 5'1". No, girl, I ain't even had to get on the knees. I stand right up.
I remember that dick sucking story. You told my mom that, and I remember she looked at you like, hey, Dad.
Wait, isn't your mom here?
Yeah, my mom's right behind me. What's
up, Mama Deuce? How we doing?
Do you have a height preference? Weezy, you definitely have a height preference.
Mine's a little more emotional than that, but I don't want to get deep because I feel like we're having fun. But do you want me to go
She's
there?
So emotional, guys. Oh,
I'm just okay. It's okay.
I'm an emo hoe, but I'm going to tell you what. I was in like an emotionally abusive relationship, and I feel like it's because he was short. And his mother told me that she thinks that he used to talk to me like that because he had to... feel like
proof
the bigger
himself.
Man. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
And I mean,
ooh, that was, I feel like that does.
Really? I mean, I was in, and it almost pissed me off. I was in tears in front of his mom. And she's like, you know what?
It's because he's short.
It's because he's short, baby.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And she said that she really believed that in her heart. She
no,
says,
because they got to make up for height. Like,
yeah.
I'm that man.
I mean,
short,
even when
I'm
we were
man.
Out in public, it's like, nigga, okay. We get it. I don't know. I mean, you know, he would tell me about the shoes I needed to wear and shit like that. He was very, like, all about image. And so now...
No, I think it's mad sexy if you have a bigger, taller woman, Daniel.
How tall are you?
Really?
I'm 5'10".
Oh, okay. That's
yeah.
normal.
Yeah, yeah, but I've dated women that...
Yo, girl,
like,
you go over...
Not about
she's
that.
She's 5'9", a little thicker, and with some heels,
see, that's because you're
high.
Not that short. If you're 5'5", and you're dating a chick this tall...
No, but I've dated, like, 2 taller women. And they were older too as well, so it was just I just like the fact that you know I'm a little dude going.
Do you like to be submissive too?
Submissive.
Go ahead, break it down, girl. Well,
nah, I'm serious.
Ain't nobody whooping my butt or don't try.
I don't mean I don't mean like you sitting there with like a leash on.
I mean
like, do you like when women take control?
Nah, that should get annoying. You know, I feel like every time, like sometimes that you know because. These particular women I'm talking about, because they were older and taller, you know, they always wanted to, like, you know, take the lead and tell me what to do. I'm like, listen, I know you're older than me, girl, but shit.
You went with it.
You know what I'm saying?
Was that coconut water good? We think.
I'm so sorry, dude.
God damn.
I really apologize. And these are expensive, too.
They're really fucking expensive. God damn.
I walked in here and grabbed Mandy's coconut water.
And just finished it.
Let me tell you how Brooklyn, like, they're so used to in this neighborhood we're at where all the warehouses and parties are and shit, like, people throwing up. These dudes are just watching me at that tattoo shop, and I'm like, hacking, bitch. And they're like, you straight?
So do you want to segue into the horrible decision?
Did you guys do home mail?
Yep. You lay, bitch. That's kind of what happened.
Dude, what is the horrible decision? I can't
so,
even.
So, I thought we would talk about this. Yeah, she's.
I feel like just a body today.
So good.
You know what, though? We never have, like, 4 people on the mic. It's just something we really don't prefer to do. So I just feel really okay because you guys are already doing this. We don't have to interview anybody. Like, you do panels. Like, whatever. I'm chilling.
Right. So I guess what we wanted to talk about today for the horrible decision had to do with infidelity. So I want to know, have either of you cheated or been cheated on? And if so, did you choose to stay with your partner? And then we'll segue into the open relationship, et cetera, et cetera. But that's the question to both of you.
I've cheated before.
Oh.
Yeah, and I got cheated on.
Same guy?
Yeah, we did it to each other. We stood with each other.
Wait, same guy behind us?
Wait,
I'm
the
about
boyfriend
to say,
in the
God
studio
damn.
Right now.
No, but it's not him. That's my daddy. He doesn't do the...
Wait, this is daddy?
Wait, what?
No,
wait.
No. That's,
I love.
Like,
this is getting... Now I'm awake, bitch.
Like wait, daddy, wait, is this boyfriend?
No, this is not the boyfriend I'm talking about.
Wait, but you
no, I only have one.
Are you fucking
you
the
only have one
no,
boyfriend?
No, yeah, that's my boyfriend. A previous relationship where I cheated and was cheated on.
Because listen, I was
oh,
like,
because
daddy,
you just
like,
said we're still fucking... Jesus.
Yeah.
No, I'm still fucking him. That's my boyfriend now.
You cheated on him.
No, I've never cheated on him.
No, you cheated with him.
No.
Okay, I'm
your good. Your last boyfriend.
Yeah.
Am okay, I drunk yeah. still?
Let's get back to the last boyfriend.
Yeah.
So you both cheated on each other. Was it revenge cheating? Did you do it and get caught? Like, how did that happen?
Whenever I did it, I didn't get caught.
women apparently never get caught.
I would tell him, like, my conscience will kill me, so I would tell him, but he would always get caught.
And how did he get caught?
Because niggas ain't shit and they dumb.
Plus Facebook, because I stalk your Facebook and I stalk your whole social media, so I find little shit. Like, she liked too many pictures.
See patterns, bitch.
Right.
Damn,
I be knowing.
Right.
Y'all should play, like, y'all should be like officers and lawyers.
Dude, I want to be an FBI agent for Halloween, but low-key, it's like, honestly, my everyday living.
Yeah, I'm going to be a nun because that's my everyday living.
I got screenshots when the nigga tells me, like, he be like, oh, yeah, I'm over here, babe, blah, blah, blah. Click. Okay, so Saturday at 9 o'clock, you leave a friend.
God damn. Y'all be doing too much.
Listen, in an open relationship, that's the bare crazy. Minimum you can do is be honest. So I need to catch if you're going to lie because then I know you really aren't shit. You feel me?
No, so what made you cheat on him? Like, was it that you knew he cheated on you or were you seeking something else?
I think I knew that he was going to cheat. So I was like, I'll do it first.
Wait, what?
I just knew that he wasn't shit. Like, I was like, I'll do it first, but you're not going
to
do it.
You did it to, like,
first.
Save your heart.
Right. I was
See?
Like,
emo hoe.
So, so when he did it, I was like, I beat you to it. So he was like, hey, well, I was like, I did it too.
See, that's an actual kind of cheating. I like that, though. That's smart.
That's smart. That's smart. That's
people that cheat to save their heartbreak.
Right, but
why would
you? Ahead of time.
Why would you even?
He wasn't shit. I couldn't help that I had feelings for him.
Was it hard to cheat? Like, did you have to really, like, go out, find some, like, you
were...
What was the process
I'm saying, like, because cheating normally is, like, accidental. But, like, you have to put effort into it to do it like
that.
Not
when you're a woman. You go out and a nigga fine ain't want to fuck, y'all fucking.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
But
is that the cheating you did? Or you didn't, like, you, like...
I didn't have sex with somebody else. I just, like, messed with somebody else.
What's messed?
I guess when you don't have 12? Sex or something.
Right. Or is this a high school relationship? How old are you?
This is like when white guys tell me the word, like, oh, you know, we just hooked up. What do that mean?
You messed?
Yeah.
Like, you grinded with jeans on?
No, not like that. But, like, we did.
I'm going to tell you what mess means. All right. So they made out, and he probably put his finger somewhere it was supposed to be inappropriate.
That don't count to me.
That don't count?
Fingering?
But that's still cheating. So if your man do that, you're not going to be like, that's not cheating.
If a girl gives him a hand job?
Automatically
assume. You don't think that's cheating?
Oh, my God. Why?
The bitch touch your dick. Are you crazy?
I'm going to sit here and be like, was she in high school? What the fuck are you doing getting a hand job?
No, a head.
No,
finger and hand job. Those are comparable. Well,
yeah.
I'm only like 22.
Kissing
so
to me is like bullshit.
So this is a boyfriend from high school?
Yeah.
Okay, high school shit. This doesn't count. What are we talking about?
That's what it is. Yeah, I don't count. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay.
Yeah,
it doesn't count. Yep, we're going to go. Like, what the fuck? We sit here talking about finger popping and shit.
That's why you're saying we messed around. Because I'm like, what grown-ass man is sitting there kissing and fingering?
Right. What grown-ass man is getting...
I do that sometimes.
I've done that, and I've given guys, like, that. Anything.
Yeah.
You what?
I have just, like, make out and be like, I'm not giving you shit, like... I don't know.
It'd be like that sometimes. It depends on, like, the situation and the time and how tired you are. My situation, I was tired, so I was like, I'm gonna just give you some head and roll over.
Well, did you guys break up because of the cheating, or did you guys break up for another reason?
I just grew out of the relationship. I was just like, I want something.
So different. Right now you're in a relationship where you don't feel like you have to cheat?
No.
Nah, it's everything secured.
Yeah.
How long are you together?
Damn, no reunions, no anniversaries. What's going on?
How long y'all been together?
A week.
This nigga is counting on his fingers.
Wait, is that 8 months?
Yeah.
That's it? Yeah. Y'all ain't had time to cheat on each other yet. Y'all just got together.
So before we actually got into a relationship, we were just friends for 9 months. And we didn't do, like, anything.
You never wanted to fuck him?
No, I didn't fuck
you
him.
You didn't
want
to fuck him? He's good looking.
He is. It was hard, but like,
he's light skinned with a beard.
You didn't. Why?
I don't know. We just didn't. Like, it just never happened.
She was playing hard to get.
Hold on. Wait.
He's light skinned with a beard, and you trust him now?
Yeah, like, hell yeah, I trust him.
Okay. He doesn't look like the trustworthy type.
Why? Why?
No, he looks like he ain't shit.
He ain't shit. He has dimples.
But also, your name's Julissa. Like, you're Latino, so you're probably crazy. So
okay,
right,
I'm fucking crazy. Like, I'm crazy.
No, okay. I mean, I get it.
Okay, so actually, real quick.
I'm looking for my inhaler.
This
That's
is
what I'm
not.
Doing.
This is.
My inhaler?
I'm wheezy.
She literally has. So, can we get the video? Someone put. I want to play the audio from this video Because now that we're talking about her boyfriend, I want to discuss, sorry, this is not about cheating, but it could be about cheating. Because I feel like this is a good reason for someone to cheat with your motherfucking mindset. So we're going to play this motherfucking video real quick, and I want you to listen, because you ain't heard it, bitch, because you ain't do your research.
No, she said she watched it this morning.
I did watch it.
Okay, well, I'm going to play it. So
the infidelity conversation yet? Nope. Or
something different. So listen, listen, I'm going to play it for you guys.
Oh,
hold on.
Girl.
Wait, do you cook for him?
No, if he wants to eat, I have pussy. I don't have to cook. Wait,
wait, wait. Give me a pussy and that's it. That's all. You can get pussy from anyone.
He is pissed, bro. This is great.
You say this, you're like, oh, it's my magical pussy. Like, your pussy, I can do it wrong. Pussy is special.
Is he Irish?
It's not rare. Every other chick is walking around with one. And
did you already play this for the listeners?
No, I haven't.
Come here for a second. I'm serious. Come here. I'm just motioning her boyfriend to come here. How long ago did you do that?
That video was what, like July? We recorded that? Yeah.
Okay, so you guys were together.
Yes.
When you watched it, how did you feel?
Nothing.
I didn't feel nothing about it.
Like, did it make you feel like shit when you watched it?
No. Because I'm not here to obligate her to do anything for me.
What if he said that about you?
I wouldn't care.
What if
you wouldn't care that he pretty much said, I do nothing for my female. Yeah. I got this dick. And that's all
money.
She need.
So yeah. I ain't
got
to do
I got
nothing
money and I got dick. You what else does she need?
Hard dick.
Well, that wasn't.
Gun,
wait, hold
dude.
On. So that's the part. That's the video that's going like viral on Twitter.
Right.
That's the only thing. But if you watch the whole entire show, I actually like, I talk about like other things that I do for him. But it's just like, I don't like being asked the question of like housewife shit. Like they ask me like, do I cook for him? Why do I have to cook for him? Why don't I ever get asked, does my boyfriend cook for
me? Let me ask, do y'all live together?
No.
So wait, like let's say this you do, just... right? You've been together almost, like probably another year, you will, right? Yeah. Someone's lease gonna be up and then, nigga, let's split this rent. So
this sounds like they're splitting rent for sure.
I just...
That's what it sounds like.
I'm really curious, like, so... What do you, like, are you, do you both work 9 to 5s? Like,
yeah, we both have a job.
Okay, so, like, you both work 40 hours a week, so that's a lot right. of time. Are you ever going to feel like, if the house is dirty, that you got to blame her for that?
We're going to both be working. It depends on who has the time during the day to actually come home, or if we ever get to that point where we're living together, who actually has the time of day to do the chores first.
You know, so, right.
Like, I, let's say I work.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's like I work from 7 to 6, 2 jobs, and I go to school from.
That's a lot.
Yeah. 7 to 6.
So you are you in school and work too?
I just graduated school.
So you do a lot more out of the house. So like, are you gonna feel like you have more responsibility
right now?
Well, the thing is,
I'm not gonna lie, right now it makes sense. All he got time for is a diving pussy.
Yeah,
that's it.
No,
but so it makes really? Sense. That's all she got.
And at that time when you get home, a good old sandwich be good as hell for you. I'm telling you, nice honey turkey and cheese sandwich with some chips on the side. Yeah, it's good enough.
Yeah,
for me.
But when we started our relationship, I've always said that, and I always tell guys that, like, I'm not about to be your housewife. I'm not to be in the house like cooking for you while you're out here cheating. Like, I see
what?
My
wait.
My
you,
mom was a
you
housewife.
Sound like you've been scorned, bro. Hold on.
Right, okay. No, my mom was the.
Thank you, boyfriend. We're gonna try to get your girlfriend here to explain some shit.
Right, so look. So, my mom was with my stepfather for years. My mom done had the house nice and clean for him every single day to come home from work.
What's your background, by the way?
I'm Dominican.
Okay.
So she had the house nice and clean for him. When he came home, he didn't have to deal with the kids because they were already in bed. Homework was done. House was nice and clean. His food was nice and cooked. He didn't have to do shit but come home. She didn't work or nothing. So I guess it was just like that. Like, okay, you bring in the money, I'll do the housewife stuff. She did all of that, raised all his kids, and still got cheated on.
That's so I just okay.
Hold on. You have a new man, new relationship. We got to stop harboring them old feelings, right?
Yeah.
And so he's at work and in school, so like really holding it down, because right. eventually, like, we want you to not work, bitch, though. Yeah. Do you feel like, whether it's because maybe you're not married or something like that, that you shouldn't have to hold those household duties down? I mean, especially when your man is going to be that busy. Let's say you do live together.
But we're both that busy. Like, I really just graduated college, like, what, in May or something? Like, we're both that busy.
I just feel like, unfortunately, and I'll sit here and say this, because I feel like so many guys right now got bitch-ass tendencies, and it's because so many females aren't embracing the roles of women anymore either, and they out here acting like niggas.
Exactly.
And to me, I feel like as a woman, and as a woman, there's certain things that we should do and our man should want us for. And I kind of wanted to ask you this, so, but you're not on the mic anymore, but I wanted to know, like, besides pussy, what else are you offering then? What else can you bring as a female? What else, I mean, besides the pussy?
You want to say it, babe?
Do you want to say, I mean, I would like to know.
No, you got
to
think, right? Like, we all
would like to know.
We all want to know. I mean, I get it. It's a magical pussy.
What? Well, no, I mean, because let's be real. Like, right? You're cute, like beard, tats. Why her? You know, I'm sure you have a bunch of girls. So what made you want to wife her? Because we're single. No, but really, especially when after you hear you say, all I have is pussy.
Right.
Honestly. She was honest from the jump. From the minute that we started talking, she told me from the jump that she would not cook for me. This girl then told me she was never going to love me. She would never have sex with me. She would never be with me because of the background.
Well, she done lied already.
Because of the background I had. So that, but this is what I'm saying. Like, okay. It's more like when she had that conversation, I didn't get upset about it because she does cook. Well, people were making it seem like she was like, I have to obligate her to make me a meal.
Right.
She's not obligated to make me a meal.
My mother
raised me to never depend on a female. So I work hard enough. I make the money that I could buy my own food if I want to make something. And I know how to cook, so I can cook for her as well. It's equality. We can do things for each other.
Okay. Do you like so it's that? More, it's more so, both looking like...
It's more so of honesty. Okay. Like, she, from the jump, like, from the minute we got together, she was honestly like, I'm not going to cook. I don't cook. I don't know how to cook.
I'm like holding something back that I don't want to say.
No, don't hold back. We
because
don't hold
guys
back
are really
on the show.
Cute.
They're very cute.
No. But the thing is, I think I hate being asked, what do I have to bring to the table? Like, I feel like a man is never asked
that. I absolutely agree with you, especially as a self-proclaimed feminist. But I also know that with longevity, right? Like, I've just seen relationships over and over, time after time. Think about when you have a guy that wants to cheat on their girlfriend. What's the first thing they say? She doesn't do this.
Yep.
She doesn't do that.
But if we go by that, that's bullshit. Because I can give the guy the world.
But I'm not going to lie to you. I've said that about men when I've cheated. He's not making me feel wanted. He's not doing these things or whatever. He's not taking me out on dates.
You can do all of that and they will still cheat. Like, they're still going to cheat
I don't start the relationship thinking if I'm a fucking cook, this nigga still might go out and fuck a bitch.
No, like, it's not like I don't like to do it for a man. I don't like to cook. Like, I got to a relationship with him, my thing is I want to be so rich I can hire a chef one day. Like, that's never been my mentality. Like, come home, like, I don't know. It's just,
is there anything that you enjoy about, like, taking care of, whether it be laundry or like something like that you like doing for him? Or do you really have this, like, mentality, like, I'm not doing shit, you're a grown-ass man? Some women do, which is it seems like you are, but is there anything you do? For example, I date a dude that has a lot of money, so I know he takes care of shit, and I like to clean his house. I do. Sometimes he'll come back, and I like him to know his house was clean. Whatever. That's something that I like to do. It makes me feel good. It's not because I feel like I have to. He doesn't ask me. I like to make the bed. I like to fold his clothes if they were in the corner, whatever. Clean things up. Like, I like him knowing that I can do that.
And, no, I've done things like that for him.
But are there any things that you enjoy doing, or do you feel bitter about it? Because you sound
right
like...
Right now it sounds really bitter.
Sounds like you don't like doing these things.
I mean, I don't know. I just enjoy him. Like, I enjoy being with my man. I don't know. Like...
Now,
stop putting pressure on a relationship. Okay, asking all these extra questions.
Well, not only that,
this is a real relationship.
Well, I want to know this because we do have another guy in the building.
Yeah, what's up?
Would you date a female with
Hell
that approach?
Fucking no.
And why?
Because I'm not playing that.
How
shit.
Do you?
Oh, me? I'm 29 years old. I'm about to be 30.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm older.
Okay, so
do you think that is because you're older?
Nah, I feel like we got to play ball, man. Relationship is all about playing ball. And the house got to get clean somehow, somewhere. If we're going to hire somebody to do that because we both busy, then we playing ball. That's the agreement we're going to do. But I got to make sure that my girl knows how to handle these things so that way that can be passed on to my daughter. Or, you know what I'm saying, can be traditionally
passed on.
It's not
like she can't clean a house.
Right,
she's
right.
Just saying,
yeah,
but she's got to be able to play ball.
I've cleaned his house. Like, there's been times he's like, babe, I'm going to go play basketball. I'm just chilling at his house. And I have cleaned his home before. And there's been times where I'm home and he's in my house and I wake up and he has breakfast ready for me.
Right.
I just don't. People are making it seem like these are things that I have to do. Like, I just don't think I have to.
Do you think there's anything for you in your relationship when you're looking for women that they do have to do? Not have to. Excuse me. I want to take that word back. Like, the pressure. Like, I know there's things that I prefer. I need.
Right.
What do you need?
I just feel like apart from their emotional things, because listen, man, it's like it's a million and one. It's like on that tape, they says like a billion pussies on the planet.
Yeah, right.
So being that it's a lot, and the fact that women mature and get older a lot faster, my whole thing is you don't want a younger female coming in the game with a little bit of like, you know, juice and knows how to do these extra things, and then, you know what I'm saying,
right,
distract the nigga, and then, right, you know what I'm saying, he looks at it like, oh, wait, shit, my girl don't do that, my girl don't do that. So it's easier for, I'm speaking from a male perspective.
I get those my the reason that I had to choose to do those things, and those, right, are the reason I know my nigga, well, needs to fucking wake up and comment like a little hoe on my Instagram pictures like the other ones.
Well,
you need to be thirsty for, well, me, because these other niggas is.
Not only that, I wanted to bring a question to you, because I'm thinking of myself while y'all are answering this. What do you expect from him? Before you answer that, I'll give you where this question comes from. To me, my man, I feel like a man's job is to provide. Yeah. So I'm not splitting bills. Sorry, bro. That's not me. We've had this discussion. So as a man and his job to be as a provider, I didn't grow up with that. I grew up in a single parent household as well.
Same.
Which is why since then, every nigga I fuck with has been rich, because I'm not dealing with no broke ass nigga. And so I feel like as a man who I'm expecting to provide, to pay the bills, to take care of the house.
I guess that's why I clean the house.
Right. As a female, I feel like, yeah, I'm going to suck you, I'm going to do all this. You're not going to make me suck you, fuck you, clean the house, wash the dishes, do all this, and then expect me to split the rent.
Yeah.
So to
because
me...
Because you've got magical pussy.
Because... but so to me, I feel like if I'm expecting that from him, like, listen, I feel like you need to be the provider and you need to take care of the household, the least I can do, not feeling an obligation, but the least I can do is make the house clean. Make sure that the dishes are washed, the laundry's clean.
I am so proud of your daughter right now.
Shut the fuck up.
Let me tell you, because you really ain't shit. I am really mind blown that you're saying that. Because
no,
you don't talk like this privately with me.
We don't talk privately no more.
No, I've never heard you say that ever.
Oh, me and Crystal talk about it. We debate this so much.
I've almost heard you talk more like her.
Hell no.
I'm serious. I've heard you say shit like, he gonna do this for me. I've never heard you say what
that
you gonna do for a man,
that
ever.
Is, well, that's why I ain't even having sex, because I'm in the rut right now where I'm not dealing with the fuck boys because they look good no more. I'm looking for a man, and this is as what I'm looking for in a man,
right,
is him to be a provider. And because he's a provider, I know that I can clean the house. I know that, and I know that I should do that because I want a guy to provide, which is why I'm asking you, what do you want from him? What are you expecting from him as a man?
I just want him to always be honest with me. That's
y'all
what I mean.
Young. This is what the fuck. Y'all just young. Y'all ain't thinking long term,
no,
right now. Y'all
think...
just want to fucking be happy.
No, but I think that's it. You're just enjoying this ride right now.
No, but I don't. I've never been that, even before being with him, I've never been the kind of girl where I don't want a guy to want to take care of me and then like possibly have that shit thrown in my face. Like, I'm okay. Like, I feel like I'm going to have enough money to provide for myself, like financially be okay. I don't want a guy to ever throw that shit in my face. Like, I did this for you. Like,
right.
I don't know.
Well, it's not necessarily for you. If you live together, you did this for us.
It's for us.
You paid this bill for us or whatever. You're like holding on the fort.
But
so I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, like in 8 months, trust me, I'm not doing this in a shitty way.
Yeah.
But like, I know at 22, I don't know if I thought about things like this.
I think
because I just enjoyed
like, yeah,
being in love. Yeah. Now, and you know, it's true. The cynicism like that I give off is because I don't have time to waste anymore.
No.
Yeah.
And
I can't
we're both
feel
26,
like this.
I'm about to be 27.
I can't
so we're looking for different.
I can't fall in love like this anymore and not know about these things. It's just,
oh, and even when getting into a relationship, it's like, do I see myself marrying this man?
Just 5 years later. Like, it's crazy how you, like, it changes. I don't know if it's because maybe, just like this dude, right? I don't know if I make too much now. If I got too many bills going on. I don't know what it is in my life that, like, I can't just feel like all I need is honesty.
Or not only that, I talked about 24/7 and all of my friends are like, why didn't you make him your boyfriend? Da-da-da-da. And to me, I literally graduated in December and I'm going into accounting and finance. And when I see tattoos on your neck, I'm like, oh my God, can I take him to my Christmas party for my company? How will my coworkers look at me and stuff like that?
But you can't think about stuff like that.
Right.
But as a grown-ass woman, I do care. As a grown-ass woman, I do care about what my husband looks like. Do I want someone who's sagging his pants? Because he's going to be a representation of me.
I mean, well,
but
let me
if
just...
he sags his pants and he makes you happy.
No.
About
oh,
the happiness.
See,
what
do
you mean? What you mean? So wait, you want a man to be judgmental? Because... you're not perfect neither. None of y'all, both of y'all are perfect.
One moment, we got somebody that want to say something. We got someone else in the studio, y'all. Go ahead and drop what you, she wanted to say something real bad. Oh.
Yeah, because I understand where Jalissa's coming from. Like, you have to understand it's nice to be able to be a woman and be able to cook for your man, clean for your man, and do all the necessary responsibilities. I didn't grow up in a single-parent household. I grew up with both my parents, my mom and my dad. And I seen my mom literally be Jalissa, where she told my father, there was a point in time where my mother was in school full-time and my father was doing all the woman duties in the household. And they were madly in love with each other still. My father has never cheated on my mother, not one moment in their relationship. And I feel like one thing that we get misconstrued, especially in our generation, is we have to uphold a certain image before we can obtain a certain type of love. And we keep forgetting that it's not only the characteristics that you have, but a lot of emotions also. How are you guys emotionally? It's nice to have a man that presents himself properly. It's nice to have a man that's rich. It's nice to have a man that has that proper 9-to-5 or works in a bank or is a lawyer. But then after that, what else is
You know what? I don't want to cut you off, but you just made me think of something, why we're talking like this and why you are expecting something different. Mm-hmm. When you just asked, what does she expect of him? She said one thing, it was honesty. We are expecting way more things, and that's why we're willing to give more. So you aren't going to give all this shit because you ain't asking for much.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, that is just the difference in what we're looking for.
It is.
You want to have...
He about to jump out his seat real quick. Oh. Finish, and then he got something to
say.
Yeah,
no, but you know what I'm saying?
I'm sitting here... I 1,000% agree with you.
You and I are working for huge fucking companies, man. And, like, I can't do that either. I just can't. It's not right for my lifestyle right now, whatever. I can't. So I completely understand why I need a man to have these things. I don't need you to be a lawyer. I'm dating an entrepreneur, but I need you to be able to carry yourself. Wow, I had to text him the other day.
Well,
do you
have
a tux?
He has.
Buy one. Right? I mean, but no, but like what she's saying, she the dude she's talking about is right. A rapper. And like, ratchet as fuck.
Ooh, can I know?
Nope.
Ooh!
Nope.
We'll tell you when the mic's set up.
No, no.
But you know, I mean, we are looking for something different. That's why we're offering as much as we are willing to.
But then again, you guys did not decide who you got to fall in love with at the end of the day. Because it's an emotional attraction thing. You know what I mean? So, you know, you saying that you're not going to rock with a dude because he got tattoos on his neck and sagging his pants.
Oh, I'll rock with him in the bedroom. But he ain't coming out of that.
But you're telling me that there's, like, women that, okay, like.
So I ain't going to knock you. I got some girls that I own in my bedroom.
Yeah, like.
It'd be like that. So but then again, you just don't know who eventually, like, the emotions are going to build up.
Of course.
No, yeah, that's what happened. Like, I did not think I was going to fall for him. I was like, yo, why is he so fucking on? Every day he was like, can I take you on a date? I was like, leave me the fuck alone. I'm not going on a date with you. And I kept rejecting him. And then I started to like him. I was like, oh, fucking shit, I like him. And then I was like, nah, I got to stay away from him. And I tried. I was like, yo, we can't talk. Like, I actually like you, so you need to, like, stay away. And now I'm just, like, in love. And I'm like, fuck, like, you really tried until I like, gave in. And it's, like, I don't know.
I need to know what that magic trick was, because I might need a tip or two, man. Talk to me.
You know what's the thing? He had to wait 9 months for this, right?
Oh, fuck.
Wait, hold up. 9 months he waited for, and then we were talking for, like, less than a month. And he was like, I want to celebrate.
Well, if you were just friends.
No, wait, but look.
If it was a friendship, he didn't wait.
No. So we started talking. We talked for 9 months, and then that's where we kind of build our friendship through there. So we were the first month. It was like less than a month or something. He was like, I've never celebrated my birthday, and I was like I'm mad big on birthday. I celebrate my birthday like all year. My birthday is just one day a year. Like, so he was like, I want to go to Miami for my birthday. I said, all right, cool. So he was like, can I take you? I said, yeah. I was like, if you take me to Miami, just know I'm not fucking you. Like, don't fly me out because you think I'm going to get pussy, because that's not the kind of girl I am. I'm not fucking you.
Why y'all be stingy with the pussy?
So, he
that
flew.
That sounds real stingy.
So he flew. Look, listen. He flew.
I get it.
He shouldn't have got on that flight.
He flew. No, but he was like, I'm not expecting you to fuck me. So I was
But y'all fucked in Miami?
No, we didn't. Yeah.
Did you want to fuck him?
I wanted to, and I
did. Why?
I don't know. I just, it's something like in my conscience that doesn't let me, like, I have to feel comfortable with you in order to do it.
Okay,
you've been talking to him for 9 months.
No. This was the first month, like, of us talking.
I'm not
talking.
Gonna lie. I get it, because, like, for me, I feel the same way. Like, the whole fly out thing, it makes you feel like, okay, now I gotta fuck you. Like, no.
Right, so I won't get on a flight.
But
it's not that serious.
Yeah. But
I'm not making someone
you
spend
You wanna spend
money?
Time
no.
with someone, whatever. Like, but the thing is, like, what kept, like, I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. I feel like it's
I just don't think I should have to give my pussy out that fast. Like, I don't know. I feel like...
But it was 9 months!
No. This was the first month. The first month that we started talking, he offered to take me to Miami.
Okay.
And then after that, that's when, like...
Hold on, I need to know. Y'all were, like, sleeping in the bed together? Like, dick or
your booty? We were sleeping. One day, we got real drunk and wet willies. Then we headed over to the hotel room. We took some shots. And I was like, yo, I'm going to sleep. And I went to sleep. And then I fell asleep with, like, my thong. And he was just like... You're going to sleep in your thong.
This all just sounds childish. Because as someone who's not even giving up pussy, why are you sleeping in the bed with a thong?
No.
All right, so I was drunk as fuck.
Childish.
I've been kind of dying to say this.
Go ahead.
And so.
This is the boyfriend guy.
He's so cute. He's ready to get it out. Let me tell you about the bitch. So
coming from my back, like not my background, but like the type of guy I was prior to this, I've never been rejected from a female ever. And it's going to sound... like, I'm being extremely conceited about it, but I've never been rejected for a female.
No, we believe it.
I believe it. I've never had to wait for pussy before, ever. The simple fact that she made me wait those 9 months, it had me thinking, like, if she made me wait, that means she never fucked another man before. That means something about her must be special. That was one.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay.
Wait, now, you've had a one-night stand before, right?
No. Never had a one-night stand.
You see, that's a different, but she haven't, but I have before. And the fact that she didn't do it to me when we are in a different state.
You're making all dudes wait like this? Or you fuck dudes quicker?
No, I've never fucked a dude like... I don't say like 9 months. I just wait till I feel like I'm comfortable enough to fuck you.
You've never felt comfortable in a week?
Hell no.
You talking to the wrong one?
Have we really only
known each other for 35 minutes? Seemed like much longer.
You know, it's funny because, like, when I was listening to you talk, like, it's funny now how, because you're like,
my pussy,
if I need a trip, I'm going to do what I got to do, blah, 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 and super open, but, like, No.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's crazy because all my friends are watching and they're like, yo, you're not even like this. And I'm like, well, if I came down to it, like, I would strip. If something happened in my life, I would. And then the girl asked me, what do you do when your man is hungry? Like, that shit irritated the soul out of me. Like, don't fucking ask me what the fuck I do if he's hungry. Ask me what the fuck he does when I'm hungry.
All right.
Like, that shit bothers me. Like, why he gotta be hungry? I don't get
hungry.
You know
what? That would have pissed me off too.
And bitch, then, like, people are like,
Do I need to make an airplane?
Right. And then people are like on Twitter, like, so it's not about like cooking for him, it's about keeping him nurtured. So I don't need to be healthy. I don't need to eat.
No, but you're going to cook for both of y'all.
No, but people are making it like a man priority comes first before mine. And it's like, no, if I've cooked for us.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, I'm hungry. I'm going to cook something. But it ain't like, oh, babe, you hungry?
What's I see why like? They got on you, but from that reaction, because I maybe would have had the same. But right. Now hearing that you say all you want from him is honesty, girl, I don't blame you for nothing you said. I really don't. All you want is just your relationship you have. You're not thinking about anything else right now. So, like, there is nothing else to get, like, for what?
And I hope that, like, long term, I think that financially we'll be fine. Like, we're both in college, and he's going to get his PhD because I ain't playing that shit. So he's going to get his PhD. And
Can I ask real quick? What are your degrees in?
I have a degree in psychology.
And?
And women's studies.
Nice.
I have, I'm going to school for exercise science and kinesiology to become a fitness trainer. I'm trying to open up my own gym.
Nice.
I'm a gym teacher. Right. I work in the board of ed now, so it's all coming along.
That's cool.
Right. So I hope that, financially,
you can put it together. You know, you can
well, I'll let you know. You're talking about him getting a PhD.
I'm going to get one too.
Like, okay, because I was about to say psychologists don't make shit without that. Like, you're not making no money as a psychologist.
No, yeah. I have planned on going to grad.
That's one of those degrees that I try to steer people away from getting.
Yeah.
So as long as you have like an end goal in what you want with that degree, I think that's definitely great. But
that's
definitely
the thing that sucks. It's such an interesting. To me, it's the most attractive field.
Me too. Like, no. I love
you
this shit.
You're going to get out and make $35,000.
Yeah, but, like, when you love it, like they said, when you love it, you'll find a way to make money.
Yeah, but love don't pay the bills. That no, love for the job ain't going to pay that rent.
No, but I want to go really far with it. I'm still, like, trying to figure out exactly what... At first, I went into college with the mindset that I wanted to become a psychiatrist and be able to provide people medication. I realize I no longer have that passion. And I think that for me, I want to be able
to
do...
That sucks, because I would love to dig into your script.
No, yeah, me too. I want to be like, take that shit. But like, I just lost interest. So for me now, I feel like I want to
provide... Recreational reasons.
I want to provide psychological services to women who have been raped. That's where my heart lies
that's
right
great.
Now. That's like where I'm just like, oh. So that's where I'm
good
going.
Good for you, girl.
I like that too.
What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Nah, I was going to say, like, if she specifies her psychology into a specific
format, maybe like for a specific sports team or some shit
it's
like that.
It's still beyond a bachelor's. You have to do master's and then PhD. You have to at least get a PhD in psychology to make any sort of like real money.
Of course.
And I hate to differentiate between real money and fake money, but there's a difference.
We live in New York. I think that's what it is.
And that's the thing, like there's a lot of people who major in psychology. So more people that major in it, the less money will start.
Right. The demand isn't as high because it's an oversaturated industry.
You know what though? Like Talkspace is super popular now. You can make your own shit, girl. Just a woman's hotline.
Right. And right now it's like
they ain't paying us for that ad, girl. Why are you talking about Talkspace? Talkspace ain't paying us for that ad, goddamn. Hey, Talkspace. But let's go ahead. But we gotta go ahead and wrap this up, guys. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Where can our listeners find you guys? We're not gonna put the boyfriend's Instagram out there because that's just all bad.
Right, we ain't. Because these bitches out here, like, I could be your boyfriend's girlfriend. No, the fuck, you can't.
So, where can they find you guys? Where can they find BK Chat or?
YouTube, BK Chat. There's a New York one and a NYC. London one.
Yeah, so it's, if you YouTube BK Chat NYC, you get to watch the show. It's just a debate show about, you know, women, male and female perspectives. And you can get to see different characters in New York. Discuss the different.
Do you guys have an audience that watches it?
Yeah, man, it's mainly right now.
Internet,
I think
it's crazy, man. They be trolling the shit out of me.
Nah, I feel like right now, though. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's mainly like an African audience, and I think that's why I'm being.
We have a large African audience this morning,
and I was gonna say I saw you were the most vocal, and then a girl named Esther that it was really driving me crazy.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, I super was hoping
her
we got
with
a
the
London
sex worker shaming. I was so over it, bro. And she was like, no, I got my body done, but you know, I'm not gonna be a stripper. I mean, no, cool if you're a stripper, but whatever. And then you had to come in there and be like, no, so what? It was,
dude. And then he got upset because she was like, I got my body done. He's like, well, how you get your body done and you don't twerk?
You're never gonna catch me twerking.
Well, girl, what? In New York, you get your body done to twerk.
So guys, if you guys want to hear more of these type of debates and conversations, I know we have a ton on the show, but you guys can follow them on YouTube at BK Chat. And do you want to let them know something else?
Yeah, so it's BK Chat World on Instagram and then BK Chat on YouTube. There's two different type of shows under that out right now. It's one for New York City, which are these guys, and then one for London, which is
and I love them accents, honey.
Yeah, them
you'll see the
selling.
Accents in full form with the London one.
Yeah.
And there's some
about the show
on
with the London joints. Just the way they talk and they pronounce certain words. Be like, whoa.
So, you know, like when I came to America.
We need to talk to production because they need to be on at least the next one. So Andy, if you hear this,
I'm gonna tell you something. You bring that London bitch on your
She way ahead of you, honey. She way ahead of you. But anyway,
that's a crazy topic. They're gonna be like, these bitches is whores.
We know. Paid ones.
Thank you guys for listening to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Yeah, definitely.
Bye-bye.